Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. This is Wednesday, 2nd of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The Indian equity markets are expected to open marginally lower today as the trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a mildly negative start for the broader index with a loss of 50 points. The BSE Sensex in the previous session lost 68 points to close at 66,459, while the Nifty 50 closed 20 points lower at 19,733 points. The pivot point calculator suggests that Nifty may get support at 19,710, followed by 19,688. In case of an upside, 19,779 can be the key resistance level, followed by 19,801. US markets. U.S. stock futures fell on Tuesday night after Fitch downgraded U.S.'s long-term rating and traders continued to assess the latest batch of second-quarter earnings results. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures slid by 75 points, S&P 500 and Nasdaq 100 futures dipped 0.3% and 0.4% respectively. Fitch Ratings lowered U.S.'s long-term foreign currency issuer default rating to AA+ from AAA on Tuesday night, citing expected fiscal deterioration over the next 3 years. In Tuesday's regular trading session, Wall Street saw lackluster first day of trading for the month of August. S&P 500 fell 0.27% while the Nasdaq declined 0.43%. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones added 71 points or 0.2%. At one point during the session, the Dow had reached its highest level since February 2022. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell on Wednesday after the lackluster trading session on Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei led losses in the region and slid 1.48%, while the TOPIX was also down 1.11%. South Korea's Kospi slid 0.45% in early trade and the KOSDAQ also dipped marginally. The country saw its inflation rate for July come in at 2.3%, its lowest level in 25 months. Meanwhile, Australia's S&P ASX 200 dropped 0.8% a day after the Reserve Bank of Australia held its benchmark interest rate at 4.1%. ITR filings. The number of income tax returns filed in assessment year 2023-24 is 16.1% higher as compared to the preceding year, the Central Board of Direct Taxes said on 1st of August. The board also added that the cumulative number of filings peaked to a record high of over 6.77 crore as of 31st of July. In comparison, a total of 5.83 crore ITRs were filed as of 31st July 2022. The filing of ITRs peaked on the last day with over 64 lakh ITRs being filed as the deadline neared. The e-filing portal also observed its highest per hour rate of 4.96 lakh of ITR filings between 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 31st of July. PVR INOX Q1 results. Multiplex chain PVR INOX on 1st of August reported a net loss of 44 crore rupees in the first quarter of FY24 against a net profit of 68 crore rupees in the year ago period. The profit was hit by a below average performance of Hindi films, a slow recovery in footfalls and cinema advertising revenue. Analysts had expected the company to report a loss of over 91 crore rupees in the June quarter. While the multiplex operator's profit was down year on year, sequentially the company narrowed losses from 285 crore rupees in the previous quarter. Revenue too was better than expected, up 31.7% year on year at 1266 crore rupees. Sequentially, revenue was up 14.6% from 1104 crore rupees in the March quarter. Analysts had pegged a 13% Q-on-Q increase in revenue. Oil prices. Oil prices edged lower on Tuesday as signs of profit-taking after rallying in July when investors wagered on tightening global supplies and demand growth in the second half of the year. Brent crude futures for October were at $84.72 a barrel, down 71 cents. US West Texas Intermediate crude futures were at $81.13 a barrel, down 67 cents from previous session's settlement. According to analysts, oil prices may face a correction risk as the markets may have been overbought in the past month. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth 92 crore rupees while domestic institutional investors bought shares worth 1035 crore rupees on 1st of August, according to provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Vineet Gala of Xylem Investment Managers. What is his outlook on pharma stocks? Is US pricing pressure now behind for Indian pharma companies? What are the key triggers going ahead? Let's listen in.
So over the last 2 months, pharma index has given around 20% returns. This is a sizable alpha over Nifty. Previously, we have seen it is either the CDMO players or the domestic focused pharma companies leading the rally. But after a long slumber, it is the US facing pharma companies who are making a comeback. Companies such as Lupin, Aurobindo, Alembic, Zydus, etc. have moved anywhere between 30 to 40% over the last 2 to 3 months. Just to give you a perspective, the reason why US generic players struggled in the first place over the last 7 to 8 years was the increasing competitive pressure in the US market. The pricing gradually deteriorated as the players started competing for market share. This was further accentuated by the speeding of US generic drug approval process and the entry of new players. Companies were staring at their revenue guidance, and in order to shore up their top lines, the generic players started chasing market share aggressively at the expense of the margins. This led to price erosion in the process, anywhere between 7% to 15%. This phase of severe price erosion was accentuated especially after 2022, where across products and across portfolios, companies were staring at anywhere between 12 to 15% kind of price erosion. Most of the companies ended up doing negative margins in their US business portfolio. However, after this down cycle, and particularly after the last year's move, we believe worst is now over and there is a case of a major upcycle here on in the US generic business. Key factors supporting the thesis of an up move include a very heavy supply side consolidation, which is evidenced by very heavy M&A activities that happened over the last 2 years. Some of the highlight-worthy deals include Upjohn's buyout, Endo Pharma's and Acorn Pharma's bankruptcy, the DRL and Main Pharma deal that happened at a very low valuation, etc. Many players such as Lupin, Torrent, etc. have also reduced or committed to reduce their investment in new products and facilities for the US market. Shortages in the US markets are already at a record high, and price erosions have finally settled between 5 to 7% as evidenced during many companies' con calls. We thus believe that the worst of the US pricing erosion situation is behind us, and year on we should see gradual improvement, quarter on quarter improvement in margins as well as pricing erosion for the US portfolios. Companies with a clean FDA track record and a broad based portfolio stand to benefit over the next 2 years.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.